Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Avosett Mining Full Year 2013 Results Presentation Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone. I must advise you this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, the 6th of March, 2014. I would like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, David Kaffer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and welcome to everyone here for the Avosett 2013 Full Year Results Presentation, and welcome to all those listening in on the line. Hope those on the line have got the presentation up, and I'll tell you when I'm changing slides. I'm going on to slide two, which just simply outlines where Avosett's assets are. I'm sure everyone who is a shareholder or an analyst realizes we have our main operation, the Anatta Mine in Burkina Faso, and the Trique development project in Guinea. In terms of the summary for 2013, it was a very disappointing year for Avosett. We only produced 118,000 ounces of gold, and with the very sharp fall in gold price that the industry experienced, it was, to say the least, disappointing and impacted our cash flows. It did trigger the business review in quarter four that we announced. On the positive side, we did a lot of work on the metallurgical studies, and we have solved how we can best treat the carbonaceous ores going forward, those ores that we incur at depth. We are on the way with the construction of the carbon blinding circuit, which is the key to unlocking value at the Anatta Mine. During the year, we also bought out the hedge from Macquarie, so we're now an unhedged producer and can benefit from any uptick in the gold price. Certainly, the uptick we've experienced in the past few weeks has been helpful. We also completed the Trique feasibility study on time, and that is now being submitted to the Guinea government. We're awaiting the issuance of the exploitation permit. Moving ahead, we have started the baseline studies on Souma, the satellite operation to Anatta, and we'll look to submit that feasibility study to the Burkina government later in the year. I think everyone knows we announced the business review late in December. The key objectives of that is to ensure the Anatta Mine is adequately funded. We mentioned in the 20th of December release we have a $20 million-$30 million funding gap that we're looking to plug, and we're also seeking ways to repay the $15 million that's outstanding on the Elliott loan that was used to finance the Guinea feasibility study and the PLC head office throughout 2013. I have to say discussions are ongoing with a number of parties, and we'll provide a further update to the market as and when required. In terms of the operating review, I think most people are familiar with Anatta Mine. I think the key thing is, at the start of the year, we were mining on $1,400 pit shells. When the gold price fell, we'd already moved the mine onto $1,200 pit shells, and as the gold price fell, we are now working on a new life of mine plan at $950 pit shells. That means we're high-grading the mine, but it does mean we will substantially reduce the amount of tons mined. In 2013, we mined 33 million tons, and the plan for 2014 will be substantially less, and that makes a huge difference to our operating margin. So it places the mine in the best possible position to generate cash at the current relatively low gold prices. We also got the mining license area expanded during the year by some 50%. We've now got 39 sq km in the license. That meant the Filio resource is now a reserve. As I mentioned, we have a lot of gold around Anatta. There's 6 million ounces. That means when we reduce our costs and the gold price goes up, more of those resources will convert into reserves. This represents significant upside for Anata going forward. And overall, adding in the 3 million ounces we've got in Guinea, we do have over 9 million ounces of resource. That is a substantial number by any means. In terms of the full year production, 118,000 ounces, as I mentioned, was disappointing. The second half of the year was particularly disappointing, as has been previously reported. Quarter four was very, very difficult for us. We had equipment breakdowns on the mining, so we weren't able to access the high-grade ore. We also had some pit slope failures in Minfo. In the process plant, the SAG mill deteriorated in condition as well, and we're about to fix that SAG mill commencing later this month. Ahead of the commissioning of the key carbon blinding circuit, we have been continuing to feed oxide only ore into the plant, and that is relatively low grade. So quarter one this year is going to be a relatively weak quarter. As I mentioned, the mining fleet had problems last year, and we've improved our maintenance practices. And in terms of the generator sets that failed in quarter four, we've replaced a number of those and indeed raised our game in terms of maintenance practices there. Plant performance, as I mentioned, the SAG mill, it has been deteriorating. The vibrations have increased, so we're planning to repair that SAG mill starting this month with a second phase to be planned. Right, in terms of the carbon blinding circuit, and for those on the phone, sorry, I'm on slide 12. This has been the key development which will realize value for Anata. It's a very, very simple modification to the process plant. We will be blinding the milled ore with either kerosene or other reagents. The key thing is the scavenging tank, the number one tank, this tank here, which we will introduce sacrificial carbon that will mop up any excess reagent, so that the blinded ore goes forward into the conventional CIL tanks. The scavenged carbon will be recycled in the new regen kiln, and we're also adding an additional CIL tank to further improve recoveries. That project is on track for commissioning either late June, early July, and we're very confident about effectiveness in improving the recoveries at Anata, and will underpin the new life of mine plan. It has a capital cost of about $6 million, and critically, there'll be no interruption to the current processing plant when the tie-in is made. I've covered a lot of this on slide 14 already. Quarter one, we will be treating oxide only, which is relatively low grade. We will do the plant remediation starting this month, and the life of mine plan is well advanced based on the $950 pit shells. We expect that to be completed in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and we will review that and publish that, and also give guidance on this year's ounces as well when that work has been completed. Within the life of mine plan, we're adding Suma. We've got over 800,000 ounces of resource. We'll be looking at that as a satellite operation, constructing a road across to Suma. As I mentioned, the environmental and social impact studies are underway. We'll complete the feasibility study submitted to the Burkina government probably in late quarter three and expect to get the mining license through early in 2015. Right, just moving on to Guinea. Last October, we confirmed that we'd submitted the feasibility study on the Tri-K heap leach project to the government. We've carried out that work to a fairly demanding timescale, but got it in October. Since then, the government has reviewed that project. It's been through the National Commission of Mines. No issues. There's no further work required by the government. We're waiting for the exploitation permit to be issued. The heap leach is based on the oxide-only proportion of the ore body. It's about 600,000 ounces, and that converts into nearly 500,000 ounces of reserves. We are also looking at an add-on project using a conventional CIL project to see if there's a superior project at Tri-K using conventional CIL that would treat the entire ore body, and that is something we are working on. Right, with that, I'll hand over to Mike, who will run through the financial review.
Thank you, David. This is slide 20 for those on the phone. The income from continuing operations. The results, I'd say, really have been affected by a number of exceptionals, but the main gross loss is the result of a decrease in revenue of about $55 million, and that combines lower production and lower prices, and the lower prices effect of about $32 million includes the higher number of ounces that we delivered into the hedge during 2013 before it was bought back. The cost of sales up by about $10 million, and that mainly reflects higher mining and processing costs of $9 and $2 million respectively, and I'll come back to that in a later slide. The exceptionals, which are significant, but in many cases not particularly a cash item, in the case of the impairments, that is writing down the value of our assets to reflect essentially a lower gold price and our more conservative view on the Annatha life of mine, taking the pit shells at a lower price. So again, that conservative view of the life of mine is also price-driven. As David said earlier, opportunities for additional value as and when the gold price goes up. But at the moment, we have taken the impairments, and that's primarily on Burkina Faso, $30 million. And there are, in fact, I should say that slide is incorrect, for which apologies. The net impact of the impairments is 40.7, and the net impact of the hedge is actually the line above. So those two labels on the exceptionals are reversed, unfortunately. So the hedge impacts represents the net of buying back part of the hedge earlier in the year in March for $20 million, and the forward contracts at the end of 42. And the 42 is itself the result of initial recognition of about $96 million, less a favorable movement during the year of 54. We move to the cash flow statement. The operating cash flow, which is the $78.9 million, is obviously impacted by a number of factors, notably lower production, falling gold prices, and hedge buybacks. And following on from that, the CapEx numbers and exploration numbers are smaller than last year, as one would expect, with the CapEx mainly focusing on mining equipment and component rebuilds. and $6 million for the tailings facility. The debt repayments comprise the final $5 million paid to Macquarie, and $1.8 million, which are the first few repayments, principal repayments of the new EcoBank facility, and the loan proceeds of $78 million comprise the $15 million drawn down on the Elliott loan in March, and just over $60 million of EcoBank loan drawn down in October. Looking at the cash costs, in 2012 were exactly $1,000 an ounce, and over the year they've increased by $200. And as you can see, half of that impact is the result of just simply dividing, producing and dividing by a smaller number of ounces produced. So that had the impact of $96. And the main drivers of the rest, higher mining costs, which have added $77, and higher processing costs, which have added $48. Royalty was favorable, as one would expect, due to the effect of lower prices during the year compared to the prior year. Just looking at the mining and processing costs on a per unit basis, the mining costs increased from $1.68 to $1.95 on essentially the same level, 33 million tons during the year, and that's the impact of higher maintenance costs, higher fuel, including an increase in taxes on petroleum products, which impacted especially during 2013, and higher explosive costs. On the plant, lower tons processed, but cost nonetheless up by 6%. Again, higher maintenance. And that's really a reflection of some of the issues David highlighted earlier, but also higher fuel and indeed higher cyanide costs. With that, I'll hand back to David.
Thank you. Just to wrap up then, in terms of our key strategic priorities and outlook for 2014, completing the business review is obviously vitally important. Completing the life of mine plan on these reduced $950 pit shells, getting the guidance out, again, very important. The carbon blinding circuit, as I mentioned, is under construction, and we'll commission that in June or July, and submit the Suma mining application to the Burkinabe government. That is clearly very important and underpins the life of mine plan. That completes the formal presentation. I'd now like to open it up to questions and answers. Starting here in London, if there are any questions, if you could just please say your name and organisation, and we'll take questions here before we go on to the phone lines. All right, if there's no questions here, I'll open up to the phone lines. And similarly, if you could please state your name and organization and then lead off with your question.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If you would like to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Maurice Mason from Peel Hunt. Please ask your question.
Morning, gents. I wanted to know how easily you would be able to revert to a higher gold price pit shell at Annatta. So if we are fortunate enough to see higher gold prices, would there be any additional stripping costs, or I suppose is it an easily reversible decision to move from 950 back up to some sort of higher gold price?
Morning, Morris. Yes, the quick answer to that is yes, it is. Certainly in a higher gold price environment, we could quite easily revert back to, say, a $1,200 pit shell, just doing pushbacks in the various pits to access more ore, particularly in the Annatta North and Central pits. That is an area that we've already sort of looked at that possibility, and it's one of the iterations we'll do in detail once the $950 life of mine plan has been fully completed.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone. There seems to be no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Anyone got a question here in London? No further questions in London, so if there are any further questions on the lines, please.
We have another question on the line from Ehab Khalisa from Avocet. Please ask your question.
Hi, I am Ehab, a private investor. I want to ask about, is the sale of the entire company on the table or not?
If I understood the question right, is a sale of the entire company on the table or not?
Yes.
That was the question. The business review
Yes.
that we've initiated is not designed to achieve that end. It's designed to target the full adequate funding of Enata and also the repayment of Elliott. And in that regard, what we're envisaging is investment and investment into the company or investment into the assets. It is possible that some of those discussions might head towards a purchase, for example, of the Guinea asset. And if someone made an offer for that, that is something that we would clearly consider. Any other outcomes are something that we would have to deal with. But as I said, those are the objectives of the business review as we've initiated it.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone.
There are no further questions. I suggest we draw the call to a hold, and thank you very much for attending.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.